At this point, I reflexively sought to cover my eyes with my hands, only to realise they were already there. Yet they were somehow insufficient. No disrespect to ITV, who have pulled off one of the greatest reality TV bookings of all time, but they should provide a second set of hands for all viewers.
With head cocked, the bird took note, absorbed the ringing deep in its throat, and frothed an ebullient song.
"Get away from that tree trunk, you stupid boy!" Aunt Spiker yelled.
"Stand back!" Aunt Sponge shouted. "It's coming down! The branch is going to break!"
Wait. So this guy was arrested for getting his girlfriend pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Depends who's in charge. So the guy in charge, the one who locked him up, he's trying to force the sister to sleep with him to get her brother released.
His sister?
Yeah.
No way!
And now she's saying she's going to expose him.
Whoa, what's he said?
Well, he's all, do what you like, who's going to believe you?
No way, that's...
I'm sick of always being tired, always making excuses, always asking for favours, always being late. Oh no, lots of other people have it worse. Lots of other people are braver than me, better than me. Wearing purple ribbons, running marathons. It just makes me feel worse.
Got a bottle if you want.
For what?
You know, take a piss, have a slash.
I'll hold it, but thanks.
You said you were desperate.
I'm not so desperate. I'm planning on pissing all over my own car seat.
You gotta sort out your aim, girl.
I think we're working with entirely different plumbing, babe.
The existence we take for granted is as frail as dreams, and it can dissolve in a heartbeat. And when I finish a hospice shift, I want to take back into the outside world that sense of life stripped back to its essentials, where what ultimately matters is love.